There are some 30,000 immigrants serving in the U.S. military who are not U.S. citizens. Even as overall recruiting numbers slip, non-citizen recruits have remained a steady source of new enlistees. From member station KQED, Sasha Coca spoke with immigrant families in Fresno, California, about why their children join.
22-year-old Vua Lor is paging through a photo album.
And that's a picture of me at the airport. That's our first day in the United States right here.
It's a snapshot of a wide-eyed 10-year-old boy recently arrived from a Hmong refugee camp in Thailand. And on the same page, another photo of Lor a decade later, standing confident, dressed in army fatigues.
And this is one of the palace, Saddam Hussein's palace. This is the one that has a big statue that's on the news, it's caught on fire, everything.
So Lor returned last July from 6 months in Iraq as a gunner for the Army. He enlisted his senior year in high school. Lor didn't tell his parents. He knew his mother, Jua Yang, would be devastated.
I was worried beyond being worried. I kept thinking if my son were a needle or a threat, I could hide him in my palm or my shirt so no one could see him and could take him away from me.
But for her son, Lor, joining the army boosted his pride, he says. It also brought him closer to his dream of becoming a police officer by giving him training and expediting his U.S. citizenship. A new rule since 9/11 allows soldiers with green cards to be eligible for citizenship immediately.
Today's Army Sergeant Crawford.
The Armed Services has actively promoted recruiting in Latino communities, like here in Fresno, California's second poorest county. At this recruitment center, applicants can be offered signing bonuses and tuition help, as much as $70,000.
Hey, congratulations, Mari.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's all right with your mom and dad, though?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
He's 18.
He's 18. Yeah, you still have to talk to them, too, let them know.
Well, I already told them, so it doesn't matter if they say no or not. I'm going to do it anyways. But
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to, I always want to ask you because, you know, they're going to support you regardless. You know,
like many recruiters, Sergeant Raymond Lolinko says one of the biggest obstacles is convincing immigrant parents to let their kids sign up.
When we have an appointment, especially if mom and dad doesn't speak well English, we try to bring somebody that's been in the Army that speaks fluent Spanish. And that way they feel better. At least they've seen somebody that's been through it.
However, not all immigrant parents respond positively. Jose Castro was infuriated when Spanish-speaking recruiters came to his house.
Les ponen un panorama brillante. Les prometen el cielo y la tierra.
They sell them a shiny panorama. They promise them the earth and the sky, and what they end up with are bombs and bullets in their bodies. They end up in a coffin.
Castro became so angry when his son enlisted that he told him not to return to the family's home after boot camp. Father and son are now estranged because of their differences over the war in Iraq. Castro remains convinced that Latino communities are disproportionately targeted for military service. UC San Diego professor Jorge Mariscal, while a critic of what he calls false advertising by the military, says Latinos are not disproportionately targeted.
What happens is recruitment is much more powerful in communities with limited opportunities. So that means these kids don't have a lot of other options. So when it finally plays out, because Latinos are the largest demographic group of military-age young people and will be for well into the next century, it looks as if Latinos are being disproportionately recruited, but it's really more of a class issue.
Mariscal says even though some young people may be dissuaded because of continuing casualties in Iraq, the military's appeal to those young men and women remains strong. For a family like Vua Lor's, Hmong refugees who live in a housing project and are on welfare, the economic advantages are clear. Today the Army is helping pay Lor's tuition at community college, where he's studying criminology, and his mom is proud.
I really didn't want my son to go at first, but I'm really lucky that we were able to come to the United States and that my son could bring honor to the family. I'm thankful that he came back unharmed.
Lor still has another 4 years to serve to fulfill his military contract. He could be returned to Iraq anytime. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.